Matthew chapter 6, 25 says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, fowls of the air, for they sow, neither do they reap, nor gather in the barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you much better than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? And why take it off for raiment? Consider the lilies of the valley, lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Wherefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Where shall we be clothed? For these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of them. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But, you know, here in the scriptures, you know, clothing, you know, he's referring to clothing and worrying, and, you know, he refers to several things, meat, drink. But I want to read something to you out of Isaiah 61. I'm going to skip around in there. Look. 61, verse 3 says, to point unto them that born in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Verse 9, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with a garment of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and a bride adorns herself with jewels. For the earth bringeth forth her bud, as the garden causeth things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Yeah. But you know, there, when he said, consider the lilies of the valley, he said, study how they grow. And I did some study this week on how a lily grows. And actually, you put a bud, you know, it was talking about buds of righteousness. You put a bud in the ground about this time of year. You don't plant it in springtime, you plant it this time of year. And all the what's called lilies out there are not actually lilies of the field. Lilies of the field, they bring forth a great fragrance. I mean, they say you plant about two or three and they will fragrance a whole garden. But you know, the Lord says, but he was referring to Solomon too, Solomon's glory not even being compared to one of these. And I got thinking on that, it goes on about righteousness, bring forth righteousness to the Gentiles, to us. You know, and he said Solomon in his glory was not arrayed like one of these. You know, in addition to that, I think he was saying too that even Solomon's glory and all his glory, you can't compare him to us believers today. Us, what we have, we're clothed in righteousness. What the Lord done for us. So, you know, and you know, we don't need to worry about it. You know, he's talking about who but you know, about worrying can add to it or take away. So we're clothed in righteousness. Mm-hmm. You know, that's our foundation. Mm-hmm. You know. And you say, well, why you need to be concerned about being clothed in righteousness. One reason scripture says righteousness aren't offended. You know, and the Bible says in the last day, many will be offended.
Yeah.
So if we're clothed in our righteousness, that'd just be water off a duck's back.
Yeah.
But remember, that's who we are, and the Lord's done it for us.
Amen.
And through our blood.
And he said the Lord would do it.
Yes, the Lord would say righteous.
He said he would do it.
He did
it. He did it.
And
more clothes.
But God, you know. Boy, I just love that.
And let us walk in.
Amen.
Yeah.
We need to walk in there. Understand who we are. Call by him. Amen. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you did. Thank you for clothing us. Mm. And thank you for telling us who we are. And we ain't got to worry about it, Lord. You done what you said you'd do, and we thank you for it.
Amen.
Come on.
Gosh, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Write them on paper. In a paper. Yes. Just five. You ain't got to hold it as. No, you get excited and want to go, but you don't have to. Just five. Just five.
All right, I'm going to do this. That's going to work. You know, a lot of things that I did, I would write it down first.
Yes. Well, you've given us a whole bunch of them before.
Mm-hmm. And when I write things down, whether it's on paper or in my heart, I follow through with it. And that's going to work. Sometimes the things that everything that God gives us. I told my son that this morning. He was talking about writing a song. I said, every time the Lord gives you something, meditate on it. Let it be a part of you. And then you won't lose it. You know, every time if he give you a thought, that's a charge of his word. And the enemy, he wants to steal it, so you can't do anything with it. But write it down. Write it in your heart. Write it on paper.
On paper.
Yeah. Paper's good because you can go back and see the details. And writing it on your heart is good. But
you know what I did, Brother Thurston? I went back from the first time that I wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
From the first day.
Mm-hmm.
I was in 7 days, and I just read back to them and just rejoiced.
Yeah.
Over them again, read each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Again and again, you know. We got to train, huh?
You repeated every day what you wrote. That's what you're saying.
Now, I didn't repeat, but I went back and read.
Yeah.
Because it was written, you know. I had the opportunity to go back and read what I had written.
Yeah.
Day one, day two, day three, day four.
Mm-hmm.
We are in an army of the Lord. We've got to train. That's one thing about it. We are people that got to train and develop and get things down in us, get established.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't know the word, but get established.
Yeah. Like Ray was saying, Christ will be formed in you. There's no limit to how far we can grow and what we can do.
Amen. Christ is in us, our hope of glory.
Mm-hmm.
He's in us. Okay, I'm...
And, we are on page 112, and this is the Holy presenting the Holy Spirit book. I finally made it to Elijah. All right, she said, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not. The term earnestly means sincerely, without hypocrisy, and from the depth of our heart, of our hearts, and not just from our lips. Although Elijah was a prophet appointed by God, he could not simply command that it not rain. He had to pray earnestly to accomplish God's purposes. We can too. And she went on to say, he was a righteous man. But it was not by his righteousness alone that judgment was brought upon a wicked people. It was through his earnest praying that God's will was accomplished. Knowing the will of God is not enough. after we know the will of God for a particular situation, we need to pray until we see it fulfilled. And
that's good. That's good, Apostle.
When what he did, he brought the will of God about, because the Jezebel was in charge, basically, and Ahab, and they were killing the people of God, and they were raising the doctrine of Baal against the people of God.
Those are dark days.
Yeah, very dark. And what they put in motion stayed in motion. And they continued the witchcraft of Jeroboam. I said it wrong, but it was true. I said Jeroboam, but it was Jeroboam.
He was a dead Jeroboam.
Now he got his witchcraft from Egypt. You know, he was trained by Pharaoh, but he came back as a weapon. He ran from Solomon, and he came back as a weapon. What he put in motion stayed in motion. And the daughter of Ahab married Jehoshaphat's son. And that's when Judah began to decline. Judah was strong in the Lord until that point. They had righteous kings till Jeroboam's son married Ahab's daughter. And that was, it just went south from there. But Elijah knew all this. He knew what the condition, the spiritual condition of the people, and he prayed that there would be a drought, and it came. And he had to pray earnestly. What we can do more than what we realize. We've been given an inheritance that we don't know we have. There are so many things that we're capable of.
And not only that, that was scripture. If they got in sin, that it will be no rain.
Yeah.
And Elijah knew that. He knew he could pray that way.
Yeah. They had him thinking he was the only righteous man left. And but the Lord corrected him on that.
He thought that too. I mean, you know, because he was just the only one standing up. I mean, going forth against all these demonic people, Jezebel. He was the outspoken one. Everybody else was afraid of Jezebel. Because Jezebel would cut your head off. Jezebel did not play.
Well, that spirit right there, man, is actually in the United States right at the moment. People think that there is not too many good people left. But there's a whole bunch.
Oh, yeah.
And that is the truth, because that's the sentiment that you're being told, you know, over and over and over. That, look, there ain't no Christians left in this country, not real Christians. There's a lot of them.
Right.
It's growing.
Yeah.
Right.
It is growing. There's millions.
And he said he had so many in reserve.
Come on.
Yeah, 7,000. Never would buy that.
Elijah, I'm waiting to I know you can handle this, Jezebel spirit, by you.
People in pride use fear tactics, and that's what she was doing. Everybody that get in pride, they in fear too. And they use fear tactics to try to gain control. People won't fight if they're afraid.
That's the very word. Right. Okay, you said something about control. She wanted to control the world, everybody. She wanted to control. And that spirit of control still exists.
It's government every day.
Yes, ma'am.
And some of the people that head these things off, they're so fearful, they scared of their own shadow.
Our media got so much power in their controlling spirit.
Well, you know, but the people that do know their God, they will be strong and do exploits. They will be strong and do exploits.
Yeah.
Exploits mean, I looked it up, but to me it means no matter what happens, they will do God's will. And finish God's will.
Jesus.
Within the course of their life. They will pray it through and they will do all it takes to get it done.
Come on now.
If nobody help them, they'll do it anyway. And you have that power by the Holy Spirit. There's nothing we can't do. We are mighty in Him. We can do all things through Christ. If we won't be stopped, we can't be stopped. It is impossible to stop a person that won't stop. It's impossible to, and with the Lord, his help, if we yield to him and just stick with his plan, when he gives you something, it's a charge. You have to protect it.
Yes.
Just like you would a flame from going out. You know, before they had electricity, they used to have a vase, and they'd have oil lamps, and they had a shield around it to protect the flame. That's how we have to protect the charge of God's word that he gives us in our heart. We have to shield it and not let the enemy blow it out. And
there's some very spiritual meaning because it's a natural law, too. You said what you put in motion stays in motion.
Mm-hmm.
There's something very spiritual about that. You know, that's a natural, that's a physics law. Mm-hmm. An object in motion will stay in motion.
Mm-hmm.
Because eventually slow it down and stop. So that's important. Some way, I don't know how we're going to connect it, but God will reveal it eventually.
Mm-hmm.
We got to stay in motion. We got to keep that motion going bigger, and the pendulum swinging more and more. And I think we do get the motion going, and then we let it stop.
Don't do it. Keep it going.
Then we get the motion going, and we let it stop. We got to, as the body of Christ, has got to get that motion going and keep it going, and then increase that motion, and then increase that motion until you go to the first floor.
Right.
We go from glory to glory, faith to faith, and just know.
We don't get the motion, do we? We're not praying. We're not doing what we're supposed
just
to do.
Just keep doing what you're doing and add more.
Yes,
to
exactly.
See, a lot of times we want to stay at a level.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You want to stay at this.
We'll stay there by not doing
anything. Yeah, by keep doing the same thing that you are doing.
Remember,
you're doing the same thing that you keep doing, you're going to have that same thing.
Every
but
move.
If you just know that there's many levels,
yeah.
There's, he wants us to come higher.
Mm-hmm. She's right.
He wants us to go, one of my lessons today was going deeper in the things God.
She's right. Every move of God is designed by God to ever increase.
Yes.
It doesn't stay the same. And we need to know that. That's what she's telling you. Everything of God has to ever increase.
If you keep flesh out of it and stay in the glory,
yes.
Stay in him.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the flesh out. See, everything, every move that ever been, flesh got in it. The devil and flesh.
Mm-hmm. I want to say this.
You,
When Ray was talking about prayer, praying this morning, I saw something.
Okay.
Sometimes people grow to a point and you break through. When you break through, it's easy to believe God in that area. Mm-hmm. Use that. You've broken through. You can easily believe God in that area. Mm-hmm. And no matter what's going on, you have a confidence that you had, you know, you broke through. You can believe God in, like, let's say it's healing. Mm-hmm. Well, keep using it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a challenge anymore. Use it. For me, it was authority. I always had success taking authority. I've had more success taking authority over things than believing God for healing. Use whatever it is you've attained.
That's where the body of Christ comes in, because we can help you with the healing part.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can help us with the authority part.
Right, and we're designed that way. Wherever you've broken through, keep doing it. Because that's at that level of your life, that's not a challenge anymore.
So what he was saying, sometimes we do things just for the moment, for our needs,
mm-hmm.
for our circumstance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we don't keep up with it, you know.
Yeah.
We just, hey God, I want you to,
procrastinating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want you to do this one thing for me, and that's it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And once that is over, we don't keep the motion going.
Mm-hmm.
You got it through. Yeah, we got to cut off. Y'all pulling me, and y'all know I would talk.
She right, but everything
we got to cut off.
Everything that we do is ever increasable.
Amen.
And you can trace things back to Ahab. You can trace things back from nowadays, all the way back to Jeroboam, just like we can trace things back to Jesus. So, and everything that we put in motion, it helps us go forward. Even the Lord was telling me about the rapture and the tribulation period, the judgments that's going to happen. Every time a person gets saved and start following God, they change the dynamics.
Yeah.
of what's to come. Even one person getting saved, they change the whole dynamics.
Hey, y'all, come on. We're powerful
in him. All right, dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the abilities, the infinite abilities of Jesus that you've given us. It's our inheritance.
Thank you.
Help us to ever increase in your perfect will for us as individuals and collectively. In Jesus' mighty name, help us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Take your homework, put it on the refrigerator, do whatever you got to do.